AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Glenn Frey, a member of one of the greatest songwriting teams ever, and the co-founder of the Eagles, died today in New York City of multiple ailments, including pneumonia.
Don Henley says Frey was the spark plug that got the Eagles started. He says crossing paths with Frey in 1970 changed his life forever and impacted millions of people all over the planet. Huey Lewis calls Frey a brilliant songwriter and a really good guy. Hillary Scott says the Eagles were one of Lady Antebellum's biggest influences, and they're heartbroken to hear another great music icon is lost. Brad Paisley says Frey's music paved the way for so many others. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue thanks Frey for all the great songs and powerful lyrics and asks the Grim Reaper to please take a break. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Dale Griffin, a drummer for the British rock band Mott the Hoople, has also died at the age of 67. The singer who gave us American Pie is in trouble with the law.
Bye, Miss American Pie.
70-year-old Don McLean was arrested today on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge in Camden, Maine, where he lives, but he posted $10,000 bail and got out of jail. McLean's original manuscript and notes to American Pie sold in April at auction for more than $1 million. The 1971 hit was about the deaths of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper in a plane crash on February 3, 1959, the day the music died. A neighborhood in Florida is trying to recover from a killer tornado on Sunday. Randy Sharp told WFLA-TV his neighbors Steve and Katie Wilson were a kind and generous couple.
They're just wonderful people, and the world's not going to be the same without them.
The couple's son and four grandchildren were hurt when one of two twisters that hit Florida destroyed their mobile home. This is AP Radio News. The weekend box office receipts have been tabulated, and there's a new leader.
The brothers-in-law just got to town.
You say that again, I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Ride Along 2 opens at number one. The action comedy starring Kevin Hart and Ice Cube takes in more than $41 million over 4 days. Star Wars The Force Awakens drops to third after a month at number one.
I ain't afraid to die anymore. I've done it already.
The Revenant, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, is second this weekend after getting a leading 12 Oscar nominations. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Record producer Linda Perry tweeted today she's sorry for tweeting Lady Gaga doesn't deserve songwriting credits for the Oscar-nominated Till It Happens to You from the college campus sexual assault documentary, The Hunting Ground. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.